I'm Neil. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is April 20th, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's topic, more evidence that Judeo-Christian tradition is under attack in America, by Bill O'Reilly. He begins, if you watch The Factor, you know that we won the war on Christmas. Bill, that isn't all that big of a surprise, considering that 75% of Americans ganged up on the rest and bullied them into submission. He wrote, a few years ago, some American companies ordered their employees not to say Merry Christmas. Remember that? Sure do, Bill. In an effort to be all-inclusive during the holidays, employees were instructed to say Happy Holidays or Season's Greetings. It only makes sense that a business would want to appeal to everyone, and excluding 25% of the population wouldn't make much financial sense. But Christians went nuts. Instead of sharing the happiness and joy of the holiday season, they responded with their patented intolerance. Bill wrote, we presented the facts to you. You told the stores you wouldn't buy there. The crazy edict was quickly rescinded. Power to the people. Correct, Bill. In this case, Machiavellian power. Might makes right. Christians use their overwhelming numbers to force everyone to acknowledge only their holiday, which now runs for about 3 months. Christianity's long history of intimidation remained unblemished. Bill said, but the war on Judeo-Christian tradition continues on in some public school districts. Bill, why would there be a need for a war over religion in a public school? What is religion even doing in a public school? He said, in 10 days it will be Easter Sunday, but in some schools you are not allowed to say the word Easter. On Long Island, the East Middle School District holding a spring egg hunt. Not Easter eggs, spring eggs. The same thing in Prospect Heights, Illinois. Manhattan Beach, California. Flat Rock Elementary School in South Carolina. And a school district in New Cumberland, Pennsylvania. No Easter. They're having spring egg events, moderated by a spring bunny, at least in San Diego. Bill, so why are your diapers filling up over the Easter bunny? I thought you ghost worshippers didn't like him anyway because rational people were always comparing your belief in God to the Easter bunny. It seems like you should be happy to rename him. Bill said, I know it's stupid. Bill, that's why it's a perfect topic for your show. He said, you know it's stupid. Right again, Bill, which is why I said it was perfect for your show. He said, but it's happening and there is a reason why it's happening. Secular progressives are running wild with President Obama and the White House. Bill, the only reason secular people are happy about Obama is because he is more tolerant and fair than other Christian presidents, like the Reverend George W. Bush. But I can assure you, they would much rather have someone at missile control who doesn't talk to invisible ghosts. Obama just represents an improvement over the previous model. Bill wrote, they feel unchained, liberated, and they are trying to diminish any form of religion. Bill, the ones who are trying to diminish other forms of religion would be you guys. Did you already forget about your victory celebration only a couple of paragraphs ago when you were gloating over your victory over the Jews, blacks, Wiccans, and other non-Christians? Bill, you just made an accusation against secular progressives that turned out to be true of your side. You trapped yourself by your own words. Don't you have anyone to help you edit this crap before putting it out there and humiliating yourself? Guess not. He said the goal is to marginalize religious opposition to secular programs. Bill, religious institutions should concentrate on doing what they do best, collecting 10% from people in return for providing nothing. They don't need to be involving themselves in secular programs. He said, for example, in Canada, in China, a woman can have an abortion for any reason at any time. Bill, you are creating a red herring for the purpose of using the slippery slope logical fallacy. In America, women cannot get an abortion for any reason at any time. Since you cannot deny this, you attempt to distract the audience's attention to other places and use them to imply that America will allow unrestricted abortion. Basic logic 101, Bill. A class you obviously skipped. He wrote, secular progressives want that here. Bill, a couple of problems. You are combining two terms that aren't necessarily related. Secular means without religion. Progressive means attempting to change by improvement. Sometimes a secular person will be a progressive. Sometimes they will be a conservative. Next, claiming that secular progressives want unrestricted abortion is a dishonest scare tactic. Only the fools in your audience would buy into such a flawed claim. He said, but traditional forces in America are in opposition. Bill, by traditional, you mean conservative. Conservatives strive to maintain the status quo. That is why they are so heavily influenced by religion, which strives to return civilization to the Dark Ages, and failing that, to at least hang on to what they've got. Yet, as society evolves, a day doesn't pass in which somewhere progress is made. Bill continues, therefore, in this country, you can't terminate a baby about to be born without a damn good reason. Bill, evangelicals have a different idea about the meaning of the phrase, about to be born. Last time I checked, they said that applies at conception. Birth control is a partial but significant solution to the abortion issue, as it obviously greatly reduces the number of unwanted pregnancies. Yet ghost worshippers fight even that, proving they are not interested in the fetuses they so vigorously defend. They are only interested in maintaining their control over every aspect of a believer's life. The birth control issue proves that to them, a baby about to be born begins even before conception. He wrote, and if you do abort a late-term baby, you can be charged with murder. SPs hate that. Bill, you are generalizing. Some people do hate that. Others don't. But whichever the case, it has nothing to do with secularism, which is belief in God. It is true that some may use a belief in God to form their opinion on abortion, but it is also true that millions of Christians believe in a woman's right to abort. So secularism is not the issue here. It's interesting that you completely ignored those millions of Christians and are trying to give your audience the false impression that only non-believers support abortion. That's pretty dishonest, Bill. O'Reilly continues, in Scandinavia, there are laws that say you cannot criticize minorities, and if you do, you could be arrested. Bill, in America, we have freedom of speech, though not unrestricted. Why don't you try to stay focused on us instead of worrying about what everyone else is doing? He said, secular progressives want laws like that here. Bill, now you're just lying. I know of no secular or progressive person that is not very protective of freedom of speech. The ones who want to repress freedom of speech are almost always religious people. They used blasphemy laws to enforce that repression. Since 1928, no one else has been convicted of blasphemy in America. It's a shame that ghost worshippers were able to piss on the First Amendment for so long before blasphemy finally became unenforceable. So, Bill, as a history major, how is it that you are not aware that it was our country that arrested and convicted citizens for criticizing the majority? Is that what you want America to return to? Good old conservative values? He said also the legalization of drugs, well underway in many places, and that is the secular cause. Bill, secularism has nothing to do with drugs. They are two completely unrelated topics. Secularism means without religion, and drugs mean, well, drugs. Many harmful drugs that cause hundreds of thousands of deaths are legal already in America, including tobacco and alcohol. Personally, I thought prohibition was great. I live in a free society where people have the right to fuck themselves up however they want. Only when they harm others in the process do they run afoul of the criminal justice system. So I accept that I do not get to force my morals on others. That is a lesson yet to be learned by ghost worshippers. O'Reilly said, "So if the far left can marginalize Santa and the Easter Bunny, so Bill, now your neck veins are popping because rational people are making fun of your favorite fairy tales? Bill, pull yourself together, dude. You are talking about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Even ghost worshippers know they aren't real. How could you possibly get upset over them?" He wrote, "If they can tell the children those symbols are obsolete and unnecessary, Bill, you're humiliating yourself. Those are kids' stories, dude. They don't become obsolete or unnecessary. They are fairy tales." He continues, "They then set the stage for a totally secular society in the future. Bill, you win. To avoid that horrible future you just described, I agree that we should emphasize to the children that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are not obsolete, but essential to a modern functioning society. Bill, I've given you Sandy and the Bunny. You're not going to make me go all the way to Jesus, are you?" O'Reilly continues, "And that's what you have in Scandinavia. Bill, if it wasn't for the weather, I would move there in a heartbeat." And Bill's essay concludes, "And that's why the Easter Bunny is on the run here in America. Bill, don't worry. The bunny's safe. Whether connected to a crucified rabbi or a pagan spring festival, the bunny will survive. But after reading this essay, it's truly a wonder how you do." And now we move to the science segment. Today's story, mummy CAT scans show pre-industrial hunter-gatherers had clogged arteries. Like nearly 4.5 million Americans, ancient hunter-gatherers also suffered from clogged arteries, revealing that the plaque buildup causing blood clots, heart attacks, and strokes is not just a result of fatty diets or couch potato habits. The researchers performed CAT scans of 137 mummies from across 4 continents and found artery plaque in every single population studied, from pre-agricultural hunter-gatherers in the Aleutian Islands to the ancient Puebloans of southwestern United States. Their findings provide an important twist to our understanding of atherosclerotic vascular disease, which is the leading cause of death in the developed world. While modern lifestyles can accelerate the development of plaque on our arteries, the prevalence of the disease across human history shows it may have a more basic connection to inflammation and aging. It turns out even a Bronze Age guy from 5,000 years ago had calcified carotid arteries, such as Otzi the Iceman, a natural mummy who lived about 3200 BCE and was discovered frozen in a glacier in the Italian Alps in 1991. Ancient Egyptians tended to mummify only royalty or those who had privileged lives. The new study examined mummies from 4 drastically different climates and diets and from cultures that mummified regular people, including ancient Peruvians, ancestral Puebloans, and Unangans of the Aleutian Islands and ancient Egyptians. Their research showed that we are all at risk for atherosclerosis, the disease that causes heart attacks and strokes, all races, diets, and lifestyles. Because of this, we need to be cautious of our diet, weight, and exercise to minimize its impact. Overall, the researchers found probable or definite atherosclerosis in 34% of the mummies studied, with calcification of arteries more pronounced in the mummies that were older at time of death. Atherosclerosis was equally common in mummies identified as male or female. Researchers found that heart disease is a serial killer that has been stalking mankind for thousands of years. In the last century, atherosclerotic vascular disease has replaced infectious disease as the leading cause of death across the developed world. A common assumption is that the rise in levels of atherosclerosis is predominantly lifestyle-related, and that if modern humans could emulate pre-industrial or even pre-agricultural lifestyles, that atherosclerosis, or at least its clinical manifestations, would be avoided. Their findings seem to cast doubt on that assumption, and at the very least, they think these findings suggest that our understanding of the causes of atherosclerosis is incomplete, and that it might somehow be inherent to the process of human aging. Atherosclerosis starts very early in life. In the United States, most kids have little bumps on their arteries. Even stillbirths have little tiny nests of inflammatory cells. But environmental factors can accelerate this process, as shown by studies that show larger plaques in children exposed to household tobacco smoking or who are obese. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, David Nicholls, president of the Atheist Foundation of Australia. Blasphemy laws are essentially religious laws, and will always impose upon people in other religions and the non-religious. Blasphemy laws serve to deny people the right to question, to explore the possibilities, or to come to their own conclusions. To artificially restrict the marketplace of ideas only to those imposed by fear and force is to deny people the right to decide for themselves.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking!